Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Ready, Set, Roll. We are super appreciative of your listener support. But if you wanted to do more, such as a monetary support, we have a Patreon. You can find that Patreon at Ready, Set, Roll 1 on patreon.com. Anyway, I've taken up enough of your time. On to the episode. Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Project Nova, Arc 2. Starring Craig as your DM, Dylan as Kurtz, Anthony as Zilla, and Daniel as Balric Hendrickson. Now, on with the show.
Anthony's running late, like 2 hours late.
Yeah.
Hopefully he shows up.
So
we're going to fast forward. Just imagine a bunch of fighting and cool stuff and fun quips that we said.
We're out of prison.
You can just put
we're not out of prison yet.
You can just put that part in the front anyway.
What, his part?
Yeah,
I know I can.
Yeah.
I have the magic of editing. I've edited every episode.
This does not get edited.
What? It does get edited. That's why we don't do
YouTube.
No,
I'm saying this is not getting edited. This is all staying where it's at, rightfully.
You don't have the fucking last say. I'm gonna edit everything out that you said, but I'm gonna leave all the shit I said so that
Dick.
Nobody knows.
You seem like a maniac talking to yourself. Alright.
I'm not only the DM, I also edit everything. So just imagine your character completely being erased from the archives.
Kill
you. What happened to Eldar?
Who's Eldar?
Damn it.
Anyway. So, you guys just got done killing this big motherfucker in the dark. Mm. It's dark as fuck in here.
I can see, though.
And so can he.
Knox is
like, what's going on? I had a mom strength for a minute after I lifted that body off of me. Is that it? I don't feel great, guys.
So, is the cell, is it, the one with fucking Alpha. Good God. Hold on. I gotta get my bearings. I've been in the UK for a while.
Okay.
He's been
quit
in
showboating.
And he's been in fake UK.
Quit showboating. Quit peacocking.
We all got Guinness and Craig didn't, and that's why he's jealous.
What? I ain't jealous. I don't like Guinness.
I'd love a sponsorship by Guinness, by the way.
I'd like a sponsorship by Guinness, too, but
the
I'm
ruby,
not a big fan of you.
The,
oh,
like,
yes.
Ruby color of a good Guinness, because it's not that chocolate color that most people think it is. It's actually, like, a ruby.
Dos Equis, call me.
We just want an alcohol sponsorship so we can get free liquor. Come on, guys.
Come on. Yeah. Support my problem.
So, is the cell to Alpha locked?
It's shut. It's not locked, but it's shut.
So we don't have none of our gear? Or we do?
We do.
Okay.
We
got our,
don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Except for the knife he keistered.
He did do
like,
that.
Like,
he did.
It's fine. Zilla's got his magic.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're exiting the cell.
I open the door to Alpha's cell.
Okay. It opens. You see three dead bodies.
Yep.
One of which his penis has been removed.
Down with his balls out. I made me laugh so
hard. Fucking damn it.
And give me a perception check.
11.
I got it. 16.
I don't know if you're talking to me.
22.
Okay, so you just see Dylan. three
dead
bodies. I'm sorry, Kurtz. You just see three dead bodies and a guy with his balls out.
Alpha with his balls out.
Yeah, Alpha but Valric, you see an extra set of shoes sticking out the bottom of Alpha's bunk. There's Zilla's.
Just his shoes?
Well, there's another body under there and he's kind of like holding its mouth and kind of stabbing it.
Oh.
With the keister knife. I like to call it his shit knife.
So wait, there's another body under there and Zilla stabbed it?
Yeah.
No, wait. Not one of those shit knives. A different shit knife. Okay.
It's a stank shank.
There we go.
So
you're going to be a great dad, Daniel.
I will. Does Valric sees Zilla under the bed?
Yeah, Zilla's underneath the bed, and he has stabbed said guy.
Was that, like, Alpha's bunkmate or something?
No, no, it was the guy next to him.
God, I hope he didn't have a bunkmate.
Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
No.
What? It's a classic.
Fucking move on!
No.
No. We're gonna talk, about this for the next hour. Buckle up, ready, set, roll.
But yeah, no. Okay, so Valric is going to grab one of the chameleon's bodies that he saw teleport in whenever he was watching the security feed.
Right.
He's going to kick the bed where Zilla is hiding.
Oh, no! The kid knocks! That was crazy, man! This guy tried to rape me!
Who's he? Oh, is that who you're stabbing right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
We'll find out if he was successful or not.
Motherfucker didn't try to rape me.
Alright.
Joke's on him. Duty's on his dick. Hey, I ain't good.
You stabbing him in the butthole?
You know, Zilla loses that combat. We're going to be coming into a different situation.
Yeah, we'll retcon that in the future. I ain't good.
Guy, I hope he don't lose that combat. Oh, no.
That's what we're calling it.
That's horrible.
You was combat, bitch.
Combat.
You were calling it like combat.
Oh, God. So, Valric with the body is going to say, Zilla, if you're done under there doing whatever you're doing, we need to leave. There's prisoners everywhere, and they are thirsty.
For blood.
Why are you making me do Zilla voice? I don't need to do Zilla voice.
You don't have.
Yeah, man. What's up?
They are gonna leave. They're like a bunch of camels in the middle of a desert without water for miles.
But instead of water. They want blood.
What?
Alright, so Valric is going to take the body of the chameleon that killed itself and teleport it in here. Because he's very curious. And he wants to perform surgeries. He's going to cut that bitch open. God, it's been a little while. We were on our vacation.
You've been in the UK, you know?
We were on our
drinking Guinness.
We were
you were in fake UK.
I was in fake UK. We're in Disney World.
Look, we were on our summer shutdown, okay? I was a little bit...
And I didn't get Guinness, alright? So I'm real salty.
I was on my honeymoon, actually, sir.
I mean, seriously, all I've got, the only idea I've got for Valric is take the body. Okay. Kurt, what are you doing?
Kurt is going to be like, damn, that sucks. Let's get out of this prison. I don't care about anything in here, to be honest.
On your communication devices.
Kurt's help Knox out, by the way. He's blind.
Knox, I'm from grab his hand.
But he's come like on. Walking in a circle because apparently I watched the Mythbusters where if you're blind, you can't walk in a straight line.
Do you not have a flashlight?
He's like, I've lost a lot of blood, man.
We only had the lights off so the big guy wouldn't see us. I forgot you can't see in the dark like most of your crew.
I mean, I am human.
I am human.
I'm only human.
I mean, Jesse and James can, I guess.
They're only human.
I'm... You know what? Never mind. This is a different conversation.
Lost a lot of blood.
You're gonna keep bleeding.
That's really mean.
Fucking damn it. Valric walks over to fucking Captain Knox and out of his left wrist, the injector comes out and he stabs him in the heart real quick.
And you hear, Eldar! He's back!
He's back from the grave!
He's a zombie and he hates us!
He's back from the grave.
Well, he gets the minimum healing of 4.
That's cool.
Fucking hell.
He's back from the grave.
Got one spell slot left.
I have 5 hit points left, so maybe I should use my last spell slot.
Probably! You get punched once, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm gonna use my last healing. Well, I guess my last spell slot. Level 2.
Alright, so on your communication devices, you have an incoming communication. Would you like to answer? Beep, 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 beep.
Hold on, I gotta take this.
Rangers!
Don't. The ringtone you always hear at a nerd convention.
Beep, 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 beep. Rangers. No, so...
What is it, Oracle?
Well, you are a ranger.
Damn it.
I'm the green one.
You son of a bitch.
Alright.
You played me for the last time.
Hello?
Oh, hey, guys, it's me, Trevor Poe. What the fuck was he? He was the, not the CEO, the fucking warden of the prison. I'm the warden of the prison. The
yes,
Trapper Pope.
CEO is a correctional officer.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So you're good on it.
Alpha's dead.
Ah, well, there's a lot of people that are dead. But it seems like we got everything taken
like,
up.
Like, murdered. Like.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
I was playing. My name is, Poe. Warden Poe.
Yeah.
but my friends call me Trapper.
You know, we didn't catch his name whenever we came in here, so...
No, you totally did. I totally announced that his name was Trapper Poe.
I didn't care enough to catch his name the first time.
Wait, Trapper but it's Poe? More like a video. It's not just a communications thing.
I've covered up the video feed. He's like, what the fuck? You guys seem to be in a little bit of darkness.
No, but it seems like our COs are taking care of everything, and then give me a perception check.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. No. Oh, cool. 24.
Okay, so you don't actually see the a portal open up, but you see behind him, like, that the color change.
Oh, no. Trapper Poe.
And he's like,
watch out.
He's like, yeah, what's going on? What am I watching out for? Heads up. And then you see a metal spike go through his chest as he's like, ah!
He's like Chris Angel.
I'm mind freaked. And he goes down.
Oh, no. Warden Poe.
Trapper Poe, no. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, you no, guys, look out since, behind you. Since you rolled so well, you might want to say, look out behind you because this is going to affect you.
Oh, you want me to say it now?
No. I was just saying beforehand.
Oh, no. Warden Poe, look out behind you.
He's dead.
I tried to help him. It didn't work.
So, you should have said something. You're a terrible person.
Oh, wait. I rolled an 11. Never mind.
Yeah, you didn't see it. You didn't notice it. You just saw...
I was just as shocked as he was.
Well, anyway, Trevor so he goes down and his arm is kind of like laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. What you see is... four metal spiked like legs crawling across the ground, and you see some small ish legs hanging up, like it's like someone is actually hanging,
like it's being controlled by a robot.
So somebody's legs are through these spider legs, kind of like a baby car seat.
Yeah, like a baby car seat, or it's kind of like dangling.
Oh,
down.
Like Spider-Man's in spider suit.
Yeah. Do they got baby legs?
Huh? No. But you do see these, like, detective little legs, and you hear a voice come over the intercom saying, the depth charges have been set. 5 minutes until explosion.
Oh, no. We gotta get all the fuck out of here.
All personnel, evacuate the area.
Execute the prisoners.
Well, that's what the depth charges were meant to do.
Oh, God. We need to go now. Zilla, get up!
The fuck out of here.
Nox, come here!
Where are we going?
I tie a rope to Nox to lead him out until we get to light.
All right, so we are going to do a skill
challenge. Oh, for fuck's sake!
No!
As I was telling Zilla, explaining this area to him, the area is in three different parts. There are depth charges on each level, right? To seal off this area if things got completely and totally out of hand.
Oh, yeah, this is an underwater prison.
Well, it's like, yeah, kind of. Oh, it's underground. It's underwater level. And it is, like, flooded up top, you know what I mean? So not only is you're going to have to deal with the explosions, you're going to have to deal with water coming in, and you're going to have to deal with, falling rocks and debris. And if things don't work out, possibly some more inmates.
Great. Oh, God.
I want you guys to succeed on 5 checks. If you fail on 3, something bad's going to happen.
Okay.
And they're going to get progressively harder as we go.
Oh, okay.
You're a dick, Rick. Why'd you do that to me?
I guess we can just go around the horn. I have Captain Nox here to help you guys. I wish we had Zilla to do this, but we don't. Just let's see how we're going to make our way up. Valric,
yes.
How are you going to make your way up these, out of this cell? There is a set of stairs, there is an elevator shaft, but the elevator is down. The elevator is stuck on the first floor.
Which is?
All the way at the top. There are no lights in this area. You can use any of your skills to get out.
There's not really, hate to say it, but I feel like 3 of us aren't very strong as far as climbing up, so you're taking the stairs.
Pretty big dude.
Physically easier, but we may run into more people. That's the downside.
Well, we're pretty sneaky.
So, I think we're going to use the stairs and go up the stairs until we hit the next level, but if we start hearing traces of anybody, I'm going to try to like hide myself, you know, stealth.
Alright, so going upstairs, give me a... Are you wanting to go stealth or you want to go upstairs? You trying to get the fuck out of here or you trying to be stealthy about it?
We got 5 minutes. I think we got to try to get the fuck out of here.
All right. Give me an athletics check.
Athletics? That's an 8.
An 8 altogether?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but that's not a good... So as you're running up the steps, we're making a lot of noise because Knox is particularly making a lot of noise. He doesn't know where he's going, so he's kind of like running the walls. Ah! Ah! So you guys draw some attention of some people. We're not going to go ahead and get into a fight just yet, but just know that there might be some people that are knowing that you guys are on your way out.
Do these stairs go all the way up?
They kind of like crisscross. So there's like a stairway here that leads down to this area, and then you got to go across the area,
okay,
the next floor, and get to the next stairs.
Okay.
Kurtz, it's your turn. We have to cross this hallway full of baddies. It's actually the commissary, if you remember. The next floor up was where the kitchen was.
Which hopefully there's a lot less than what there was.
Cause yeah, there wasn't that many people in here to begin with. There was because the master chef kind of like took care of the slicing and dicing.
So, are we noticed by the people yet?
Not yet. They know that there's somebody coming up these steps, but they don't quite know what's all going on. The lights in this room are kind of like flashing red, and there are some vents that have opened up and it's starting to let water in.
Great.
Oh, they're drowning motherfuckers. Okay. Oh, shit.
Can we just try to like be real quiet and like go around them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an option?
Yeah. If you want to roll stealth as one of your skills, go right ahead. It's a skill check challenge.
All right. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna try to sneak around them so they don't notice us at the moment. 13 plus 9.
That works.
22.
You see like some couple guys that are like skulking around. Think of Jurassic Park when the velociraptors are in the kitchen.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Same as my sister.
Same as my brother. Ding, 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 ding.
Whoever saves who.
But yeah, think of that scene in Jurassic Park where the velociraptors are kind of skulking around. You successfully make some stealth checks to lead them off our trail. You're throwing rocks in the other direction. People are moving over there to try to... Yeah.
Stupid idiots. Hearing rocks.
Alright, so we are now where Knox can see what the fuck's going on. Knox is going to try to figure out the best way to get out of here. He's going to perceive whether there are people either next to the elevator to see if we can try to climb up the elevator shaft or go up the stairs if there's people over by the kitchen. Oh, that's a natural one.
You suck.
Damn it. Knox, you son of a bitch.
So below you guys, you feel the first of many depth charges below up. Yeah, you all get knocked back. Not only do you all get knocked back, one of the prisoners is knocked back with you. So we're going to go ahead and roll some initiative.
Ah, damn it. Initiative?
Yeah. One of the prisoners is knocked back as well as you guys.
19. So.
Ooh, finally, probably gonna get to go first. With a
10 plus like 13.
That's 23.
All right, so Valric, out of the debris, you kind of push aside a couple like bricks and stuff. You see the water is starting to flow in through.
Why is this place made out of bricks? It should be made out of steel and fucking.
Well, there's bricks in between the walls. Through here, but there's like what's that fucking iron rod shit? Rebar. There's rebar, you know, all that bull. And you are the first to stand up. You see some other another one of the inmates, and he's getting up as well. You guys lock eyes.
He's not prone, is he?
No.
Okay.
You guys lock eyes.
Valric jumps him. Coming in with his spike, realizing what's happened because none of these prisoners have been negotiated, and my last pack of cigarettes went in the water.
Goddamn sons of
bitch. So Valric attempts to stab with a 19.
That hits.
9 damage on the first one as he gets him in his shoulder, comes around with another side shot, distracting him with his left hand, blocking his face. That's a 10.
That will not do it.
And then comes around with the other side, coming in, trying to do an overhand hook. With a, oh, that's good, 21 to hit.
That hits.
And he will take 6, 12, 17 points of damage on that one. And then Valric will, how many feet did it take for me to get there?
I would say 20.
Okay, then I move 30 back.
Okay. So he sees you move 30 back, and he's going to run up to you.
Cool.
And be like, you son of a...
19? Yeah. Damn it.
He's like, you son of a bitch. I was the best damn boxer in my whole wide world before I got locked up in here. And now...
So he runs past Kurtz and Dylan.
Well, they're still kind of like...
Kurtz and Dylan. What's...
The... Whoa, they're...
I'm looking at myself.
That Spider-Man meme.
You! What's going on here?
They're still kind of like trying to get
up. Stealth, though? Oh, okay. I didn't say, am I still like stealth? Or is that just something different?
That was something.
I think we all got blown out.
He got blown. All right.
Okay.
He thinks they're dead, so he's just going to... He's like, the explosion kind of took care of him.
Yeah.
Now, meow, listen here.
Meow.
All I've been doing while I've been locked up is punching pictures of Jesus. And my knuckles have been flattened from punching Jesus so long. No. And I'm about to punch you. I need some new meat.
Punch you too, to Jesus.
No.
Mine's all mangled.
20 on his first, a 10 on his second, and even less than that on his third.
Taste my Jesus knuckle.
Taste my Jesus knuckle.
Take 5 points of damage and give me a... con save.
Fuck. That's an 11.
That will fail. You are now stunned for the next round. He punches you in the head, and you're like, God damn, he wasn't kidding. His knuckles are flat. Kurtz.
All right, well, so he's getting punched in the forehead by the Jesus knuckle. I'm going to run power slide behind him.
So cool.
And slash his butt.
And while you're doing it, you're sliding on your
And then I'm going to come up with the mace and just, like, bash him right in the butt.
Boop, 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 boop. Going to blend that ass.
Damn. 12, the hit. Mm-hmm. The miss. And my mace. What the fucking fuck? Even less to miss.
Nice.
My power slide, though, was on point.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty fucking cool.
It was a really good
In the background, slide. You hear,
I'm going to save you, Valric.
But you completely slide past him because it's a little wet in here, so the water's coming in. And then that cool Steven Tyler scream you heard was actually Knox as he's looking at his leg and he's got like rebar through it and he's like, So Knox kind of like powers Knox powers through, pulls the rebar out. He's like, I'm tired of this shit. I hate this day. And he pulls out his EM rifle and he's like, fuck this guy, and takes a shot at him.
Fuck this guy.
Alright, that's a 25 to hit.
Which I hope that hits.
Yep. It hits. And he takes max damage. 11 points of damage to the back. And you hear another ow as the guy gets shot. And he's like, oh god.
Jeez. I'm power sliding past him.
Just spinning on the ground.
Still going.
Shoot him again.
So here he goes. He
Steven.
Reloads.
Steven.
All right. 17 hits. For 7 points of damage. So he takes 2 shots in the back. And he's like, ah! Valric, you are stunned.
Damn.
I'm ready to roll for Zilla. I know his exact hit and everything.
Yes. Yeah, Zilla's on the ground.
Fuck you! I want him in this!
Okay.
If his character dies, he dies! That's what you get for not showing!
Oh, alright, no. We'll roll!
20 to hit.
You didn't say that right.
Oh, crack a jack!
What? This is what we do in CeeLo.
Oh. Oh, I mean, I come in, and I come in behind him, and I get him in the eye with my rapier, and I just go in and out and in and out.
I put my like swords together.
Like Darth Maul.
I cover like Darth Maul.
I hit him with like that Goku spirit, you know?
Goku spirit. That good shit. Mm.
My father, Goku.
Oh,
right?
Shit, my father, Goku. My father, like Goku. I sure fuck.
What do you know about my past?
I sure as fuck rolled like Zilla, that's for sure.
Jeez, that was pretty. Well,
yeah, that's pretty bad.
9, 12 damage.
All right. One. He eats it.
Then he comes in from behind to just get the full pig skewer.
Of the keister.
Yeah. Of the keister.
Get the pure ass.
Nice.
Yeah, so 24 to hit on that one, and then another.
Hang on, that. Oh, yeah, he's
24
to hit? Yeah. Then, I was trying to.
Oh, with his dick.
Oh.
Dick stabbed him.
Another 8 of damage.
All right.
So the stun lasts my whole turn, and then
it lasts until the end of that guy's turn, but it's the end of that guy's life. So
okay.
Oh, man.
So Knox walks up to you and he's
motherfucker!
Knox walks up to you and goes, "Snap out of it!" Snap out of it!
I'll have to say you're lucky that the punch hurts a lot more than any slap that comes out of you right now. Let's go.
All right. So
Kurt goes to Knox. Snap out of it!
Yeah, and Knox grabs your hand. It's like,
this is not a slap attack.
Zilla freaks out.
Why are you hitting my cap? Nobody hits cap. Nobody hits Knox.
Pees his pants.
Oh, we gotta get out of here. This water's tainted.
God. All right. All right, next part.
Next part's in the skill check challenge.
Oh, fuck me.
We have 2 failures.
All right. Fuck me. So we're moving up. We're on the second level now. Mm-hmm. I guess we're gonna try to move to the third level. Water's coming in, you said.
Yeah. It's flooding this area.
And we came in through the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess move through the kitchen, and the lift is still on the first floor.
Well, Kurt's kind of like slid through the kitchen.
Yeah. Totally fucked that guy.
I guess Valrick is going to try to move to the next area, and he is going to try to move as stealthily as he can so we don't get engaged in another
right
situation.
Sounds good to me.
So there's not a lot in his skill set that applies to this.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20.
Cool. Sick. I will count that as 2 successes.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank God natural ones don't count as 2 failures. Otherwise, we'd be fucking dead.
Yeah.
So
not natural like that. So there's
so
3 successes
three and two.
To 2. Yeah, we're probably going to fail. But, so we are up to the top level. Once again, the lights are in that red kind of mode. You feel the rumble of the second depth charges going off.
Oh, fuck.
Jeez.
So you can pretty much assume anything below you, donezo.
Alright.
There is the option of getting on the elevator here, because, and, going up the elevator shaft, because it kind of, like, went dark.
Knox
was like, I'm not down on the elevator.
Am I after him, or is Knox after him?
You're.
I after him? Oh.
Yeah. There is the stairs. There's people running like all over the place in this prison up top because this is all like the white collar district.
Fuck it, I'm taking the elevator shaft.
Well, I think it's an actual elevator at this floor.
Yeah.
Oh, you can actually take the elevator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Your choice, man.
Taking the elevator.
Okay, give me a. You're pressing the button. You're pressing the button a lot.
Come on.
Bing! Bing! The elevator was here.
Yeah.
Knox pried it open.
I'm on a rover.
Let me see what you got going on here. I would give you, like, you can do an investigation to see why the elevator stopped in the first place.
I don't see why it's still fucking working. Shit!
What'd you roll?
11 total.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Beat a 10. Yeah.
Thank God.
So you see that the, the wire had just come undone from...
Oh, right. Some asshole pressed the emergency stop.
Before we get off, I'm gonna hit all the buttons.
Like one of those asshole kids.
It's okay, guys. The elevator's coming at any moment. Should we take the stairs? No,
no, it's coming. They just have to make a quick stop. No!
Drown.
It went back up. No. All
right. So, as we rise up from the depths, we have to make one more save.
No.
And it's old Noxy Nox.
Nox. The old worn out son of a bitch.
So we are on the administrative level. Bing. There is not much to keep us from our freedom here, but the depth charges have been... there's one on this floor too, just in case.
Jeez.
So, what?
I'm like, I'm curious what Nox is about to do.
Yeah. Do you want me to shoot it?
No!
I get a plus 8 yes. for that.
He's going to have to shoot very specifically. I don't know if he can make that shot.
Alright, Nox is going to roll his Arcana, but in this game, I have set it up previously where Arcana is like computer shit.
Yeah.
Does he know what to hit? So you see, it's about to go down. Nox quick like... draw McGraw, loads his gun, and fires. Oh, 19! Oh. Plus 5, 24!
Jeez.
No! You see the slide come back in slow-mo.
Yes.
The bullet comes flying out of the barrel, down, straight through Trapper Post's forehead.
Oh, oh man, again.
Goes out into the... into the dash of the computer. The bullet exposes wires that the blood of Trapper Poe gets into, short-circuiting the last bit of...
Trapper Poe gets animated back to life.
I've restarted my heart!
He gets Frankenstein. Nox hates Frankensteins.
He shoots him again. There's one enemy.
There's one enemy. Frankensteins.
Damn it.
I hate zombies.
He's been fucked up ever since Altair.
Zombies are fine, but this is Frankenstein.
So he stopped the administrative level?
Yeah, from blowing up.
Nice.
And you look over at Nox and he's like blowing the smoke off his barrel.
You and I both know that was complete bullshit.
Badass.
You don't solve technology by shooting it, Nox.
What do you mean?
That's the only way.
I smack the side of my computer all the time. It just, the monitor kicks on and off. You just gotta hit it.
Well, that's because the wires are loose.
What? This guy, you don't know technology.
You don't know technology. You don't own a computer.
Yeah, that's
he just looks at his hands because his whole body is like
technology.
it's fine. So he had to shoot the computer because that was the depth charge?
Well, the computer was the controlling everything. And you could see
charge is off.
Yeah, like, it was like, counting down, like, and it was like down to like one.
Let's take it home.
Well, the depth charge isn't the explosion. Like, it was like around the ring at the top.
Oh.
To like seal off the top so nobody could get out.
I like to think Trapper Poe wasn't really dead. And then, like, that bullet.
He was just playing dead.
It just, like, went through his shoulder almost. Like, didn't even hit any vital organ.
Checking a pulse.
On Trapper Poe? Yeah. No. Nox, like, lit him
shot him in the forehead.
Yeah. I thought
it would be funny if you was like, ah.
I can confirm. He's dead.
Are they all gone? Balric
wants to try to pull data from the administrative level computer.
Okay.
He wants to pull off interrogation records of Alpha, if he can find it, and energy readings. Does this place monitor any kind of energy readings?
Yeah, because it's got like the prisoners here can like emit different types of shit to fuck with the computers and stuff. So they are trying to like, okay, this guy needs a shot like right the fuck now.
Because Valeric wants to. Get the energy readings from Alpha's cage from the last, say, 20 minutes, because those two came in.
Mm-hmm. and he kind of wants to use that. Alrighty, so...
So roll Arcana.
Oof. They look like any prisoners got up here, or...
A couple, but they were, you know, taken care of. Dealt with. But this count? Hang on. While Daniel, our good old Valric, is looking up his Arcana, let's take a little break where we get on our hands and knees and pray to the Lord above, Jesus, H stands for Herman, Christ.
Oh, that was Harry.
No, it's Herman. Oh. Common misconception. Oh, wow. Kind of like the T-shaped cross is not what he was actually
I thought you were going to say Bud, like Bud Light.
But we're going to go take a little break, and we'll be back. Bud.
Why?
Sir.
Bud.
Why?
Sir.
Bud.
Why?
Sir.
Bud.
Why,
sir?
What's that? Alright.
Viagra.
So you said Arcana, right?
Mm-hmm. Arcana?
Oh, yeah, what I was asking. Oh, well, hopefully we had an advertisement there.
probably not, but...
You said Arcana, so this is technology.
Yes.
Would this count for my ranger terrain? Or no, because it's related to my terrain, not in, I don't know.
What all is there your terrain
so,
give you?
Here, I've actually got this.
I feel like for there to be a city, it has to be like a marketplace of some sort.
Well, it's not really city what I'm picking, because Craig's campaign is in space.
Well, I mean, it'd be like forest. Like, forest would be one, or swamps, or, you know, desert. Those are favorite terrains. You can also pick city. So if you guys are in a city and some shit goes down, if I'm in the city, that is my favorite terrain.
But
I have
because Valric is basically traveling on ships all the time, because the Ravagers, you know, they steal technology like ships. I think I asked you one time, Mother, that if I could have ships or, things like that as my favorite terrain.
Well, Dan, you know,
terrain.
Since I fucking hate you, I'm going to say, yeah, go for it, fuck it.
Okay.
Makes for a more interesting show.
Alright. So basically, my favorite terrain is actually going to do dick all off of ships and base shit like this, but alright. So what it does, it just helps to give me a boost, because I don't actually have Arcana. Ooh, fucking 16 anyway, nice. On the die, and then it doubles my proficiency, so...
22. Cool.
Because we got proficiency 3. Hey, God, I flicked myself in the eye. How
the fuck did you do that?
I just went like that and fucking...
What an idiot. Who flicks himself in the eye? What are you, 2? That's some shit my kid does.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, that's fuck awesome. Me. That hurt.
Dan's pain amuses me. I love it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, shit. All right, so, what were you even looking for? I completely forgot.
I was looking for Alpha's file,
mm-hmm.
Interrogations if he had them,
mm-hmm.
the energy readings from his room if they were on there, and,
All right, so...
Did this room's footage get deleted?
The footage of this room, yes.
Okay.
The energy output readings, you do get something on that.
Okay.
There is a extremely high amount of energy that shows up in his room right before the chameleons come through.
I'll need Oracle to analyze that. And...
On the interrogation front, what particularly are you trying to look for?
See if he broke on anything dealing... Well, is this whole prison, like, stable at the administrative level? Or does it feel like
it's... The administrative level is, like, the only part of this prison that's somewhat intact. Completely... everything underneath, like, the stairs are gone, everything else is gone.
Do we feel like this place could go at any second, or...
No, you have time.
Okay. As far as interrogation goes... What he was doing on Eden.
Mm-hmm.
What, who could Ratchet be, if that ever came up in conversation. And, the conversation he had with Zilla. Just a few moments ago.
Okay. So, you get the video and audio feed of... There's nothing about Ratchet at all. He does have one thing about where he talks about what he was doing on Eden.
Oh, really?
And the audio feed of what he talked about with Zilla. So you guys could know that he was saying, you know, you gotta find Ratchet. I just wanted Daddy to notice me. Blah, 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 blah.
Who's Daddy?
Yeah, you don't know anything about Dean.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that he has three strikes. That's about it. Yeah. I mean, he's playing it for you. Do you want to me like, to bullshit my way through a version of what Alpha had to say?
Knox will, Valerik will save it for playing later.
Okay.
So that he can take that data after transferring it up to Oracle, and watch it and review later on.
Right on.
All right,
Did you say who's Daddy?
Yeah, I said, who's Daddy?
Oh, I'm like, it's Dr. Dean.
And you're talking about the professional that has three strikes on his record.
Yeah,
piece of garbage.
Yeah, he made Alpha.
Yeah, he like created Alpha. And
he created Zilla. And some fucking tentacle monster that fucked us up.
That is true.
He's making like human hybrids for some reason.
They're like chips in their noggin. Did they not tell you any of this?
Oh, let me guess. It was classified.
It was classified. I don't know.
they typically try to keep us...
Keep the pawns out of, you know, the way.
It's not that I haven't heard of the other projects. It's just I did not
big time know, you know what, I mean?
What they entailed. That's about it. They tried to keep us separate from each other so we didn't try to kill each other for the competition.
Right, right. That at the competition.
I don't know anything about that, but...
You're just being used, buddy. Trust me.
I think we got all we need.
Yeah. All right. Well, as you guys... nice.
He had some special stock in the back.
Of his pocket.
You just see like this cool like side thing kind of pop out like in RoboCop, like RoboCop, and he just reaches out instead of a gun, he pulls out a fucking flask of wine.
That's great, a flask with a cork.
He's got a picture on here. All right, I think we're good to go.
Well, I feel like if you want more info about Alpha, that might be who you want to talk to.
Please, I'd love a conversation.
Dean, I don't want to talk to him. He's a piece of shit.
I don't typically talk about things unless they're actually brought up to me. Yeah. Well, of course, I'm curious on a few things, but...
I don't know how to get...
Like who this Ratchet is.
Full Ratchet ass.
I mean, I've heard the term before on Earth, but...
Haven't we heard something about Ratchet before?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was like in some audio logs or something.
What's your thoughts about it?
I don't really have any thoughts about it. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Who was talking about it in the audio log?
Might have been Dean.
That's what I was going to say. I think it was Dr. Dean. Well, so yeah, you definitely want to talk to him.
Do you still have the audio files?
Well, we do, but they were confiscated by the IPA.
IPA has them.
Did Oracle not keep any backups?
We weren't allowed. They even took our stuff about Eldar.
Yeah. Dicks.
The plant man.
No.
He was more than a plant. More of a man.
He was more man than plant. You bastard.
That's why you were screaming Eldar earlier.
Yes. Yes. That's how he heals
That's
us.
That's how he heals people.
He was a vindictive bastard. I was scared he came back for us. You know how I feel about Frankensteins.
I mean, we all know not.
Oh, what is in this office besides just the video files in this man's flask? Any good stuff?
Can I investigate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
Let's rob the prison. Fuck. Probably not a good investigation.
14?
You find like 300 gold.
I got 16.
You find...
Oh no, he's gonna find more gold. Damn it.
A displacer cloak. No, I'm just fucking kidding. I was looking at you like... I'm just kidding.
You're a piece of shit for that. Yeah,
that's a very rare item.
Yeah, I know. I would never give that to anybody. That's the fucking most worst thing for a DM.
You would hate yourself.
I don't know what that is, but...
It's fucking awful.
It's an amazing item. If you ever get it, be grateful or suck your DM's dick.
What is it? It's like a...
Disadvantage on every attack.
On every attack roll.
And if you do get hit, it recharges anyway, immediately, in the combat.
That's fucking crazy.
That's what fucking old girl had. Yeah. That's why he was so mad.
Right. That's why he was so happy whenever she quit playing as him.
But I found
500 gold. Damn. I didn't like really plan for you guys to, like, look in this area.
Mm-hmm. I would have took grenades too. No, I mean,
if you right, here, 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 here. I brought the DMG. We'll make you a magic item.
Well, I have two of them. I can't complain. Yeah. Doing them out the book,
ladies and gents. I just have three of them, actually. Doing them out the book, ladies and gents. So
doing them out the book.
I got my percentile ready.
Oh, I'll just take his 500 gold. Treasure. Oh, my God.
These metal dice don't go down easy. I wonder if anybody's ever, like,
that swallowed. That was a D4.
I wonder if anybody's been dumb enough to put those metal cubes in their glass, you know, to cool their drink, and then accidentally drink the shit.
Yeah. Like, my brother has those. He said they don't work.
Getting those big gulps and then...
All right. Roll me a D20.
D20. Roll. 11.
11.
Okay, so elemental earth. This item might be crafted from stone, any cloth, or leather. Elements are studded with finely polished rock. Okay, so keep rolling. These are just the properties of what. Keep rolling. Roll another d20. So roll a d8.
Oh, a d8? Roll it. I've never used this. Got a 3.
Okay, so this is a detail from its history. It is heroic. A great hero once wielded this item. Anyone who is familiar with this item's history expects great deeds from the new owner.
Well, I mean, that we are in a prison. Yeah. Fallen heroes and all that.
Yeah. All right. D20. What minor property does it have?
Five.
Gleaming. This item never gets dirty.
Nice.
All right. What quirk does it have? Roll me a D12.
Oh, fuck.
It's got a quirk.
11. 11. Repulsive. The bearer feels a sense of distaste when in contact with the item and continues to sense discomfort while bearing it.
Great.
Ugh. You're too clean.
Can't you be dirty?
I bled everyone. Why are you still dirty?
Like dipping it in oil and it's like, yeah! I don't like it.
Ah, fuck. I don't. Hang on.
Did we miss a step?
Maybe.
This is how magic items can be made homebrewed. Well, homely crafted, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got a very pretty weapon that just repulses me at how beautiful it is.
Or wait, or rock, or cloth? Is that what you said?
Like, yeah, it's made out of like stone.
You have a handkerchief. You can blow your nose on as much as you want.
I will say that this is a type of hammer. No, what do you like? What do you like?
Rapiers, short swords, scimitars, daggers. Finesse weapons. A whip? Fuck it, I'll take a whip.
Yeah, it's a whip.
Yes! Cool ass. Let me nay-nay!
Whiplash's whip from fucking Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. And
fucking Omega Red looking shit.
Yeah, and I'll let it do D6 worth of damage.
Oh, yay!
What kind of damage?
Magical damage because it's a magic weapon. Sick. But it never gets dirty, and when you use it, you're kind of like, ugh, I don't like using it. So only bring it out on special occasions.
So, it's because probably been used a lot. Oh, Poe, you dirty bastard.
It was in a locked box.
Locked box. You had to pull out a key, and it had a heart on the key.
There's other stuff in there. We didn't pull that out.
So, whip.
And you know what, since I said that, we'll let you roll a, what would be a dice that we could roll in and on something that could happen? Like a percentile dice?
Yeah.
We'll do 75. If you get 75 or higher, it'll stun a person for a round.
Oh, okay. So if you roll the
same. If you roll a 75% or higher,
I'm gonna say somebody. It'd be cool if it like had to roll and not be grappled, but fuck, stun's worse.
All right, so if that's everything we want to get at,
whip 75%, that's how we put it. Right? All right, so this
Oh god
is a horrible thing.
Look how clean it is.
I know.
Why is it? There's only one reason why that would be that clean.
Because it breaks the supersonic sound barrier.
Look over at Trapper Poe.
I would not be touching that end. Maybe he was into like horseplay. Was that his tail?
I'm gonna
Let's find out next time what he was using that for on Ready, Set, Roll!
Are we hitting out?